Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder and host of Talking with Heroes. For those of you who maybe you're listening for the very first time and you don't really know much about our program, we've been on the air for a little over 10 years. Actually, our first program was December 2005, and some of those years, it was just all audio like we're doing now, but six of those years was making trips back and forth to Iraq and Afghanistan, going on missions with different units throughout the countries, basically going out into the villages and documenting on video what they were all doing out there to help people. It was something that didn't really get much covers in the news, and it's amazing to watch on YouTube hundreds of videos, and we're pushing 350,000 right now. It's kind of amazing to me, though, because my last trip was late September 2011, and yet we're growing about 2,000 a month right now. It seems very steady, so word seems to be getting out. It's amazing, amazing programs to see what our men and women did over there. But you can learn more about our nine-plus-year history at TalkingWithHeroes, H-E-R-O-E-S.com, and then /about. And then what we've been doing for the last year or so and currently and what's coming up on our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. Now, for a little over a year now, I've dedicated our weekly program to veterans and members and strategic partners of an amazingly fast-growing alliance of military support groups. It's called R4 Alliance, www.4alliance.org. And when I first heard about it from Bert Gillette back in late 2014, they had 19 members. They're well over 70 now and growing really fast. Some of these groups have chapters around the country, and it all revolves mostly around recreational therapy. And so you can see on our news site the articles about these shows we're doing, including a group of all the shows we did in 2015, audio and video. And so, well, tonight we're going to talk to another member of the R4 Alliance, Warrior Bonfire Program. It's warriorbonfireprogram.org. We're going to be talking to veteran Michael Foss. He's a retired lieutenant colonel with 14 years of service. And then we're also going to talk with Helen Phillips, and she's the director of Veteran Services and Special Projects. And so I want to welcome you both to the program. And Michael, if you want to get started, first, thank you for your service. If you can talk just a little bit, start out, about your service to the country.
Well, thanks, Bob, and thanks for having Helen and I. I did about 14 years in active service, both before 9/11 and in between there. I was in the Army Reserves total of about 26 years of service before I retired about 5 years ago. As an engineer officer, worked in mostly in combat engineer units. After 9/11, I volunteered and went back on active duty and was first assigned to Space and Missile Defense Command out of Pearson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, and then got the pleasure to take a battalion command and further on a deputy brigade commander position with 5th Armor Brigade down in Fort Bliss, Texas, where we trained units as they prepared to go to Iraq and Afghanistan. So great, great service. I love soldiers more than anything, and I love working with the next person I'll introduce is Helen Phillips, our director of Veteran Service and Special Projects. Helen's a great resource, and it's kind of the heart of our organization. So take it away, Helen.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. My name is Helen Phillips. I am the Director of Veteran Services and Special Projects for the Warrior Bonfire Program. I've been with the organization for about a year and a half now. I was there in the beginning of the organization, but not officially. I am a civilian that has had some family members that have served, but what I pride myself in is that I am a civilian that truly does appreciate all of those that have served and all those that are currently serving for protecting our nation and protecting my family and our freedoms. I truly believe in that, and I truly believe that each and every one of us should be giving back to our veterans. We encourage every American company out there to support a veteran organization, whether it's us or anyone else. We feel that that is incredibly important. And so that's what I bring to the table is the civilian side of it and trying to show our appreciation through our service that we do at the Warrior Bonfire Program. That's where I am. Thank you.
Oh, well, you have an amazing background too, though, Ellen, in your civilian life with entrepreneurial businesses, I guess process systems, customer service, marketing. I mean, you've been involved a lot, helping a lot of people. So that's great.
Well, my husband and I, we both together have built a few different businesses that eventually combined into one. And through building a business, it's just like building an organization and all the processes that come along with it. So, you know, when you're a two-man shop, and which is very much like the Bonfire right now, it takes somebody that's willing to roll up their sleeves and do whatever it takes to build the organization. We don't have a lot of structure behind us at this point, but we feel that it's coming. But yeah, so I had my hand in several different fields throughout my career.
You're also a cancer survivor, right?
Yes, I am. I'll be celebrating 11 years in April, and again for the Warrior Bonfire Program, it gives me an insight as to the healing process and how you relate to others around you, and very much like our Purple Heart veterans, as they go through the process of healing, I can relate to them in some level. I didn't serve, and I fully can't understand what they've seen and what they've been through, but I definitely can understand the healing process and the traumas that they've gone through. So it does help, and it's something that is incredible between me and the different ones that we serve. It's a blessing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sure. And Mike, what led you to Warrior Bonfire Program?
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
What led you to get involved with Warrior Bonfire Program? And one of the things I've noticed is a lot of veterans are leading the organizations that are members of our Four Alliance.
The Warrior Bonfire Program was founded by a gentleman named Dan Fordyce out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. And really what led me to the program is Dan and I go way back to 1983 when we were in our officer basic course together at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and then started Ranger School together back in 1984. So I've known Dan a good long time, and when he first started the program, he was telling me about it, and I actually participated in one of the first trips that he did for our Purple Heart veterans, and you know, I was hooked at that point. When we first developed the board of directors, I volunteered and was one of the board of directors, and just love what opportunities we have to help those who have suffered for us and continued to suffer for us, and anything we can do to help them is just a blessing, really. And that's kind of what led me to the program.
Okay. Talk about a little bit about what you all offer. I mean, one of your programs is for Purple Heart recipients, right?
Oh, go ahead, Mike.
No, you go ahead. That's you. What we said. You talk.
Okay. Yes, our main focus is we put together trips that are slightly adventure-based trips, and they are designated for post 9/11 Purple Heart recipients. And with those trips, they take, we go anywhere from 3 to 7 days, whether it's hunting, skiing, fishing. We've even taken a group NASCAR driving in North Carolina. And the purpose of those trips is to really just pull them together, give them the opportunity to, again, reconnect with the brotherhood. On the last day, we do a signature bonfire, and we have a very specific purpose for that, and that is to give them the opportunity, as we officially retire an American flag, we do it in honor of their fallen comrades. For many of them, they didn't have the opportunity to honor their friends and those that they served with. They didn't have the opportunity to say goodbye and have closure, because for many of them, they were already, in the hospital back in the States, and they didn't have that time. And so for us, that's the little bit of closure. But on the trip, it's mostly designated for them to we structure the trip, but we give them the opportunity to guide just how much they talk about their past experiences or their current experiences or the needs they see in the future with each other, because between them, that's what they feel safe in discussing that with somebody that truly understands where they are. So that's for just our Purple Hearts. But we do have a couple of other programs. One is called Hanging at the Bonfire, and that's more of a local event where we started in Mississippi. Once a month, we have a campground, and we have all of the local veterans. It's open to all veterans, and they can come out, and we call it food, fun, and fellowship. It's basically just giving them the opportunity to hang out around the bonfire and experience the brotherhood of just being back together again, because that is incredibly important for those that have served in the military. It's a special place for them. We also do what we call jamming at the bonfire, and that is something that happens once a month at our local VA. We bring harmonicas. We have one of our board members is a very talented musician, so he pulls together several other musicians in the area, and they come out to the VA once a month and set up in the lobby for an hour and a half. Sometimes it goes over to a couple of hours, and they just play music, and they let everybody come up and grab a guitar or play on the piano or pick up a harmonica, and we give them the harmonicas. They get to keep those, but we do a little music therapy session. Those are our three main programs. And our trips, we also pick a couple of times a year. Hopefully twice this year. In the past, we've only been able to do it once a year, but we take the wives of our Purple Heart veterans on a trip as well, so that they can experience what their husbands have gone through on the bonfires.
The military spouses, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great.
The spouses of the Purple Heart. And they don't have to be, they could be, just as long as they're a Purple Heart spouse, their husband doesn't have to have gone on a trip before, because some of them aren't ready to go on a trip or in a position to go on a trip, but their wives are always welcome to sign up for the trips as well.
Great. Now, you have a program coming up that I guess I'm going to be with you on in March. Do you want to talk about that, Mike?
Sure. In White Sands Missile Range in southern New Mexico, just north of El Paso, every March they do a Bataan Memorial Death March, which is really in honor of those that went on the Bataan Death March, those that survived, those that didn't. Every year, there are Bataan Death March survivors there. I first did this, I think, in 2008 when I was stationed down in Fort Bliss. So those survivors are getting fewer and fewer. But it's a great opportunity to memorialize those that went before us. And it holds a special significance for me. My dad's uncle, First Lieutenant Neil Hoyt, was stationed in the Bahamas, in the Philippines prior to the war, and along with my great aunt Eva and my dad's cousin Rosemary. And when the Japanese took the Philippines, he was captured. My great aunt and my dad's cousin were put in a internment camp, and he survived the death march and was put on a ship that they were taking prisoners back to Japan. Of course, the Japanese at that time did not put red crosses or any significance that it was a POW ship, and we actually sunk that ship, so it brings great significance to me. Last year, we did do a bonfire at the event, more a hanging at the bonfire, where Lloyd was singing songs and playing harmonicas. We gave out a few harmonicas, and we probably had 20, 30 people that came and joined us. And we're doing that, and you're coming with us, and we hope to have a Purple Heart veteran that joins us on the trip. It really, you know, it's a arduous journey across the desert, 26 miles, but it's really rather enjoyable.
My brother calls it grueling.
Might be a better word. I had some issues afterwards last year, but we won't talk about that.
Okay. Well, he's bringing some of his soldiers, as you know, Fort Sam Houston. So they're looking forward to it. So hopefully we'll get all of them together, and I guess we'll do some interviews. And now the bonfire out there at the Bataan Memorial Death March will happen after.
Yeah, we won't be doing it this year because we're flying down. We did do it last year.
Okay, great. Well, I guess I'm looking forward to it. It'll be my first venture out for a while, so I am looking forward to it. It should be very interesting.
It's a great experience, and at the beginning, which I know you'll be at the beginning of the march, it's really a moving experience, and there will be a couple survivors out there greeting everyone as they head out into the desert. So you'll get a chance to maybe meet and talk to one or two survivors.
Great. So we'll do some videoing and then do interviews, and we'll put all that on YouTube for everybody to watch afterwards.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah. So now, do you have other events coming up that are already in the planning stages that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, in February, starting this coming Sunday, we have our annual ski trip to Granby Ranch, Colorado. We've got 6 Purple Heart veterans coming with us on that one. We'll take them skiing, snowmobiling, tubing. We actually will have 3 Purple Heart veterans that have amputated limbs, and they'll go to the National Sports Center for the Disabled and get individual lessons. The end of February, we have a pig hunt just outside of Beaumont, Texas. They're actually going to go out and hunt wild pigs. I was hoping to make it to that, but I've got some commitments at the Air Force Academy. So I won't make it to that one. April, we've got a Florida fishing trip scheduled, an Alabama outdoors trip, and a Weiss weekend. And then we got some other stuff planned out throughout the year. We'll plan some things in Maryland. We've got another trip to Colorado, some hunts in Mississippi. We're planning a Boundary Waters canoe area trip in northern Minnesota. So we've got a busy schedule coming up for the year.
So how do people find out about these different events? They go to your website? Is there a link to click on?
You know, the best place is on our website, like you said earlier, warriorbonfireprogram.org. You also can hear, you know, touch base with us on Facebook. We'll be putting some stuff up there. Helen and I are both on LinkedIn. If somebody's got some questions, they can connect with us that way. But the best place to go is just to look at our website.
Okay. And, Helen, do you want to talk a little bit more about some of the other upcoming events? You have some more you're planning, I know, right?
Yeah, this year we have we're in the process of planning anywhere from 12 to 15 events. We're branching out in a very big way this year. Up until this point, we've roughly done 6 to 7 trips a year, and this year we've really worked with our board and our board of advisors to find different individuals that are that have taken the baton and started planning the trips and helping us in their areas. So we're looking for a really big year this year. We're hoping that we can pull it off, and we're going to do everything in our power to pull it off. So some of those the trips are just going to be they're really going to be fun trips. We always find something special to do on every trip, and like the Alabama Outdoors, I think is going to end up being a phenomenal trip. It's hosted by one of the Hall of Fame Aeroshell Aerobatic team members, and it's one of the groups that, you know, they do all the aerobatic tricks with their T-16s, I think it's called. So they're going to take a bunch of the guys out and literally fly them all around upside down and twist and turns, and along with a bunch of four-wheeling and water sports and whatnot at one of their properties. And so that's going to be great fun. The Deep Creek Lake up in Maryland, we're going to be hosted up there, and there's going to be a lot of water sports with that. And we're just going to have a big time. I think we're trying to work with the Charlotte Motor Speedway again on our trip that we did last year, where we took them up there and went. Each one of them got to drive eight laps around the racetrack there at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So they each got to drive a NASCAR, and it was, I mean, they were just coming out of their skin at that trip. They were so excited. It was like, for a lot of them, it was a dream come true, right? And it was just big fun. And now they had to go camping in the process, which a lot of them don't like to camp, but they did. They did whitewater rafting and zip lining on that trip. So we try to show them a lot of fun. We try to give them experiences that either they've never gotten to have before, or they've never gotten to have them in that kind of environment, and a more relaxed environment. So it's going to be fun. The other things that we do, we call them campfires, but if someone signs up with us, and so we have them in our database. At different times throughout the year, someone will come to us and say, you know, I can, you know, I'm able to send, you know, four guys out on such and such a golf course and give them a round of golf. So we contact anyone in that area that's on our database and hook them up with someone to go play golf. Last year, at the last minute, we had an individual contact us, and he had four tags to go, and I might be saying that wrong, but four tags to go alligator hunting in, you know, outside of Vicksburg, Mississippi, on the Mississippi River, or down one of the small creeks that come out from the river. And So we grabbed a group of guys together at the last minute and took them down to go alligator hunting, and which you know, a lot of them had never experienced that either. So it's anytime we can find something to connect them to something that they haven't done is what we call a campfire. And then, for instance, too, our founder, he flies a P-51 Mustang. So at any time that he's going to an air show and he can take one of our members with him, he loads them up. We cover all their expenses, and off they go to an air show, and they get to fly with him in the P-51 Mustang. And so we're doing those things all the time. Anytime we can find a new opportunity. Last year they held the Arsenal of Democracy celebrating the 75th year of victory in Europe, and they did a flyover over the Washington, D.C. Mall with all World War II aircrafts. And so for the practice run, we weren't allowed to put our guys in the planes for the actual show due to FAA regulations. But for the practice run the day before, we loaded them up in all of those planes, and we took, I think it was 15 of them out of Walter Reed, and had them participate in that. And so, like I said, anytime that we can find a way to connect them to something, we do it, and we find a way to cover it. And we just have a lot of great fun at the bonfire. For us, we feel that that's our job, is to give them, you know, exciting experiences, opportunities for them to connect with one another and build their network of support. And we leave it to a lot of these other fabulous organizations that are members of the R4 Alliance to handle some of the harder issues. We see ourselves as kind of breaking the shell and helping them to maybe relax or open up and be open to other services down the road that they may have been avoiding. So we will look for triggers throughout the trip, and if we see something that we can connect them with another organization that helps in that specific area, we will definitely work to connect them with something, someone else, or another resource to help them beyond the bonfire. I wanted to take a little, I know that we're running close to time, so I wanted to take a quick moment and share with you kind of how this started. We never really got back to the very beginning. So the our founder, Dan Fordyce, had a buddy out with him, and they had been hunting all day, and they sat down at the campfire that night, and his buddy was Greg Williams, and he has traumatic brain injury and several other scars that you can't see, right? And he sat down and he looked at Dan and he said, you know, Dan, you give me a bonfire and, you know, a campfire with five or six other guys just like me around it, and that's all the therapy I need. I've been to counselors, I've been to therapists, I've been through all sorts of clinical, you know, therapy, and those things just, for me, don't work. And this is what would work. My ability to just sit there and just, you know, be able to go back and connect over and over again with people that fully understand me. And so Dan looked at him and said, well, then we'll build the bonfire. And that's how it started. From there, Dan started taking out anybody he could find that was a combat wounded veteran, and taking them on trips. And so we did start focusing on Purple Heart veterans, because the feedback we were getting was they needed this. And we are a small organization, and so we wanted to focus our efforts there. And that's how it started.
That's amazing. I'm always amazed talking to another member of the R4 Alliance, all these different groups. What you all doing, I don't know how you keep up with it. There's so much a year. But what do people want to help? People that are listening right now want to help. What would they do?
Well, the best thing people can do to help is like Helen said earlier in the program, We certainly believe that every citizen and every company should help a help some sort of veterans organization in whatever way they can. If you want to help the Warrior Bonfire Program, multiple ways to do that, but the best way is go to our website, and you can donate, you can volunteer your time, but just connect with us. You can also do it on Facebook, LinkedIn, but the best way is just go to our website to help us out.
Great. Is there anything more you want to add to tell people about, especially the veterans that are listening?
No, I guess the biggest thing I want to do is just, as a veteran myself, and the son and grandson of veterans, there's nothing better than the American soldier, Marine, Airman, Sailor, and they all have given so much for all of us, and most Americans don't realize that. Only 1% of the population serves anymore. And to those guys that have, I salute each and every one of them.
Speaking of that, would you like to give a shout-out before we end the program to those who are serving right now?
Just thank you for what you're doing. Be safe. Be smart. And know that what you're doing means the world to all of us.
Great. Helen, is there any last thing you'd like to say?
No, just I want to thank everyone listening and for supporting us in any way you can, even if it's just spreading the word through social media and sharing it with your friends. We appreciate all of you, and we appreciate all of those that have served, and we are here for you when you come back to support you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you to both of you, what you're doing, and Mike, I guess I'm joining this adventure with you next month in March. I look forward to that.
Yeah. Remind me to tell you about, and I'm not going to tell you who, but somebody put their plane in the Mississippi River, and I'll tell you when we're on the flight.
Oh, thanks.
Thank
I'm
you,
really
Bob.
Good to hear that, right? You're most welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Bob, for having us.
Okay. Thank you. Folks, you've been listening again on TalkingWithHeroes.com. We've been talking with Mike Foss, president of the Warrior Bonfire Program, and Helen Phillips, director of Veteran Services and Special Projects. And that's www.warriorbonfireprogram.org. Check them out. And then watch for our videos coming out towards the end of March. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Helen touched a little bit about sharing on social media. I always like to say that, when you listen to this program, we have a post that will go on Twitter, Facebook pages, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+. If you see any of those or you want to connect with us on any of those social media pages, share those posts. We'd really appreciate it. It helps get the word out. Word of mouth is great. And so before we end the program, I want to say to all of our men and women who have served and your families, thank you for your service to our country. To all of our active military and your families, thank you for your service. And anybody who is now serving around the world where you might be potentially in harm's way, be safe, stay alert. God bless you. God bless America.